From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The U.S. and Russia call an emergency teleconference. The topic? How to avoid military encounters as each side wages air campaigns over Syria. Moscow insists it is targeting IS militants, while U.S. officials and others cast doubt on the claim, saying the Russians appear to be attacking rebel groups fighting forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
One of the reasons why the Russian position is contradictory is that exactly the potential for them to strike, as they may well have, in places where, in fact, ISIL is not present. Others are present. And this is one of the reasons why the result of this kind of action will inevitably simply be to inflame the civil war in Syria.
Today's discussions were precipitated by Moscow's launch of airstrikes yesterday and again today in Syria, but there are now signs Russia is preparing to expand its operations in the air to neighboring Iraq. A senior Russian diplomat said his country will consider airstrikes in Iraq if Baghdad asks. Afghan officials say its forces have recaptured parts of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters after what they say has been heavy fighting. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui told VOA that Afghan forces launched an offensive overnight and that it was very successful. Residents in Kunduz told reporters earlier today that Afghan security forces were in control in the city, but the Taliban, which seized Kunduz on Monday, insist its fighters are still in control. Greek authorities have opened a disused Olympic venue to house more than 400 migrants camping out in Athens' Victoria Square. Police on Thursday escorted buses carrying migrants, many from Syria and Afghanistan, to Galatzi Hall, home to table tennis and gymnastic competitions in 2004. This is VOA.